Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scare Track podcast, sponsored by yours truly, Scare Queen. You can download my debut album right now. Just search Scare Queen on Spotify, iTunes, or Amazon Music right after this episode. The Scare Track podcast is the first UK podcast dedicated to the UK scare attraction and haunted house industry. But beware. These foolish mortals sometimes have potty mouths and an insane, vivid imagination. So listen with caution. All views expressed are those of the individual host and not necessarily the views of Scare Track, their guests, or their associates.
Scare Track Podcast.
So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 65 of the Scare Track podcast. You just heard a little snippet of the song Hope Is Love from our sponsor Scare Queen's debut album. Stick around to the end of the show where you'll be able to hear that song in full. So we're coming close to the end of our Halloween season on location episodes, but we've still got a few more tucked up our sleeve. We have a special mini episode today from Passage del Terror. Myself and Hannah were in Blackpool recently, and you can't go to Blackpool without visiting the good old Passage del Terror. It's one of those attractions that's a staple in the scare attraction community. It's a lot of firsts. A lot of people, when they do scare attractions, they do say Passage del Terror is one of their firsts. So we were welcomed along by the Passage del Terror management team. So thank you so much, guys, for inviting us to Passage del Terror to check out your brand new scene and to go through the whole of Passage. We really did enjoy it. So guys, without further ado, let's take you back to the time we visited Passage del Terror just a few days ago.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hey guys, we have arrived here at Blackpool Pleasure Beach in sunny old Blackpool, which basically means it's absolutely tipping it down. So much so that we're actually recording this in the car. You can probably hear the rain absolutely tipping it down. So we're still going to go on some rides, but you can't come to Blackpool without going to Passage del Terror, can you, Hannah?
No. Usually whenever I say to sort of people that don't really know what scare attractions are, that I do scare attractions, they kind of go, well, what's that? And I say, oh, well, have you done Passage del Terror? Immediately they know what you're on about. So it's a lot.
Well, that scary thing at Blackpool.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's first experience of a scare attraction. And although it's been around for one, it's a little bit dated, I still think it holds strong in the industry.
Yeah, and there's some new bits to try and bring it up to.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we'll get into that a little bit later. So a little bit about Passage del Terror. Obviously, it's been here at Blackpool Pleasure Beach for years now. When they were all out, just checking it's totally not Wikipedia. But Passage del Terror, an interactive walkthrough horror attraction with branches in 30 different cities: Spain, Madrid, Barcelona, Rome, Lisbon, Blackpool's in there, Tokyo. There's been loads of them. How many of them are left, I'm not too sure.
Well, there used to be one in London, didn't there?
There's one in London, that's gone. I know there's been a few around that have unfortunately closed down now. But the one here at Blackpool Pleasure Beach is going strong. It's
the attraction's loosely based on the now-defunct attraction Terror on Church Street, which was a haunted attraction in Orlando, Florida, where guests were invited to tour a horror maze filled with famous horror film icons such as Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, The Exorcist, Pinhead, and Jason Voorhees. Now, we see some of those in Passage del Terror here in the UK, in Blackpool. Not all of them, but like we say, we've also had a few new scenes over the few years. So we're here, we're excited, we're going to go through it. And like Hannah said, it does seem to be a lot of people's first or only scare attraction. A lot of our friends who have no idea what kind of stuff we do, think we're just a bunch of weirdos, will often go, oh, that scary thing at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. It's either this or Scream at Madame Tussauds, usually. They're one of the two things where people go, oh, yeah, where people shout boo at you. No, they don't say boo, and if they do, they shouldn't be scaring. But, yeah. So we're here, Passage del Terror. Like we say, we can't take the recording device inside the attraction because they want to keep it a surprise for everyone. So we totally understand and respect that. Apparently, there's another new scene. There was a new scene last year. And apparently, there's a new scene this year. We've been chatting to someone. Right, we're going to go in and we'll let you know what we think when we get out.
So we've just come out of Passage del Terror and we're back in the car because it's absolutely tipping it down. I had a really good run. Mikey, what were your thoughts?
Hi Hannah. you did that the most newsreader way ever. Passage was good. Obviously, there's only one attraction we're reviewing here, which is why it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but I want to talk quite a lot about it. Basically, first thing I noticed, that they had nice new capes.
Oh, nice little capes that said Passage del Terror on the back.
Yeah, nice red capes.
I thought it was a nice little touch.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's sort of unanimous that everyone can see the sort of The Undertaker or that kind of demon person out front, but they're a lot brighter now, so it's easier to see them, more visual. They're louder. There was two of them trying to get people on this rainy Thursday
dragging
afternoon.
People out of the rain, wearing their ponchos to go through a scare attraction.
Through a scare attraction, so fair play. So, yeah, we noticed that. Before we talk about sort of like the scenes and whatnot, I just want to go out and say, you know what, Passage del Terror is actually really, really well themed.
Yes.
Like, even when you, like, the whole facade is better than a lot of facades we've seen. Going down the first set of steps is really well themed with lighting, sound, the actual props. So obviously we're seasoned scare actors and we've done this hundreds of times now. So we're not terrified of this kind of thing. It doesn't scare us. But to the general seaside visiting family, it's going to get them. It's going to get them good. And it's always nice and foreboding to go even deeper down. What's good is that it's sort of like on the lower floor. Yeah. So you have to go down and down and then down again and knock three times on door 666. It's quite a nice way to start.
Yeah.
So we obviously went through the attraction. A lot of the scenes are saying, obviously, you get greeted by sort of like that gatekeeper lady who slams the hell out of those doors. I have no idea how they've kept up for this many years. Can you hear that rain? She's awesome. And then obviously you go through all the different scenes. You got the grave scene. There's a nice little sort of drop box area there, which is nice and impressive. Obviously you got the scenes that are just staples in horror that I think need to say. The likes of Exorcist, the likes of who else? I think Freddy Krueger.
You see, I really like the Freddy Krueger section, and I think that, you know, I couldn't imagine it not being there. But is that still relevant? Do kids these days, you know, up and coming new generation, millennials or whatever they're called, do they know who Freddy Krueger is?
I don't know. I haven't spoke to any. So
I try to avoid them myself.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, but at the end of the day, if they don't know who it is, who cares? They're going through an attraction to get scared. I'm not actually a huge horror buff. I like scare attractions, but I don't watch loads of scary films. I still don't know what some select scenes in there are. The ones that have been replaced, for example, there's two scenes that have been replaced over the last 2 years. One scene was like when they were thrown in the cage. Was that Frankenstein or something years ago, which is now the Saw area?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what film that was, to be honest. And then this time, the new scene, which we'll talk about at the end, was like in the Dracula area. Yeah. And, yeah, I know what Dracula is, but I don't know if that was from a specific film or a specific actor who played Dracula or, you know, what it represented. Mm. Unlike the fact that Freddy Krueger, people still know Freddy Krueger. Yeah. Like, they still make little pop, like, icon toy things of him.
Yeah.
Same with... Michael Myers, same with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's just staples in horror. Not being funny, last year at Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, they had a blooming Exorcist maze.
Yes.
And this year at Hollywood, Universal Studios, they've got Freddy vs. Jason back again.
Yeah.
So we can't say that they're not icons in general, which is why it works for them to
Don't get me wrong, I think they're icons and I continue to enjoy the films. I was just sort of thinking, like, is that still relevant for the new generation of kids that are coming up?
Yeah, who cares about them? So yeah, we had a great run. Good actors in there, absolutely. Let's talk about the two new scenes. We actually haven't created a Passage del Terror episode before, so I want to talk about the new scene from last year, then the new scene from this year. Last year's was... Well, it was Saw. I don't know if we're allowed to say if it was Saw.
It was loosely based on the Saw film.
Yeah. Hannah, did you like that scene?
I thought it was all right. There was, it was the bathroom scene from film one.
The most iconic scene, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I thought it was all... It was good that the scare was just sort of like a jump-out scare by a guy in a pig mask. Yeah, I thought it was good. I wouldn't write home about it. But
it was much improved on the original scene that was there, which is a guy in the cage, which, again, I can't...
I don't really remember the original scene.
Well, there you go. It just shows how much better this one is than that one. So there's that one. Something else they changed, actually, a couple of years ago, was the type of clown room there was. Before, it was like a clown sort of bookcase that slid open. Now it's very different. It's a guy that just like sort of jumps out the jack-in-the-box, and he's got a totem pole in there. I noticed last year it seemed a little bit bare, whereas now it seems like there's lots more in there, more flashing lights, like banners, bunting.
Mm.
And he was probably the best actor in there. He was really good.
Yes.
The clown guy was awesome.
Yeah, I do miss the bookcase, though.
That bookcase was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a shame that's gone.
It was just like a big reveal.
Yeah, because it was sort of like a dead end.
Mm.
And then it opened. So, not too sure why they changed that. But, however, this room looks still quite impressive. Like we say, Passage del Terror is actually quite really well themed.
Yeah.
So,
Moving on to the new room.
The new scene. Now, we're not going to say exactly what it is, but let's just say it involves a nun.
Ooh.
An evil, spooky nun, which throughout the whole of Passage del Terror, Hannah just walks, you know, like a gangster. She's not scared whatsoever. But as soon as we saw a painting of this nun, instantly my hand was held. And I
it's
think
a scary nun.
It's a scary mofo nun.
And I think it's, what film is it? I think it's Conjuring 2, where that nun, someone's painted it. And the painting on the wall looked very, very similar.
Yeah, it was
to the
really
painting from the film.
It was a really impressive painting.
I think they missed a trick in the fact that I was expecting it. Kind of looked like there should have been a drop box around the nun's face, and I think they missed a trick by not using it as a drop box.
Yeah, because instead the scare. Okay, spoiler alert: the scare was sort of through the walkway where you have to walk through, and then behind you as well.
Yeah.
Which would have got the people at the back of the group. Whereas I can see your point.
Because we had to walk towards the painting.
You have to walk towards the painting.
And I remember thinking to myself, that would be great for a drop box. It looks like there's one there. I hope there is. Oh, no, there isn't.
However, thinking about it, that would work perfectly for number one and two at the front of the group. But number four, five, six, seven and eight would not have seen that scare.
Yeah, but four, five, six, seven, eight would get the scare when we went round the corner
and
they
were
came
there.
Out the back.
Yeah, true. So you could argue that. Either way, the scene looks awesome. It looks really... quite fun, actually.
Yeah.
Much better. Don't get me wrong, I like the Dracula scene. I liked how impressive it was when he would jump from side to side to like literally inches away from you.
Mm.
But
I think this is scarier than someone going
yeah, this is more psychologically scary, as in like, oh my god, we have to walk towards this.
Yeah.
It's one of those tension scares,
yeah,
which a lot of attractions don't do, and this one actually executed it quite well, purely by putting something as simple as that bloody nun at the end of the corridor that you had to walk down to. So yeah, overall, I really enjoyed Passage del Terror.
Yeah, there was one part in it which annoyed me a little bit. You know, you've got the Halloween section.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers section.
He was wearing the wrong mask.
Yes, he was wearing a Texas Chainsaw Massacre mask.
Yeah, which is fine at the end when the Texas Chainsaw guy comes out. But he should have had a mask change.
But in the Michael Myers scene, he should be wearing a Michael Myers mask.
Yes, I agree with
personally.
That.
Personally.
But other than that...
The other people in our group didn't notice, and that's just because I've done that scene a lot.
That is because we're geeks. It's a scene that actually gets you each time as well. It's so simple, but quite effective. And again, visually, the scene looks really good. What I like as well is that each room does have its own soundtrack, but it's not very... It doesn't bleed. The sound doesn't bleed. It transitions very nicely from room to room. Again, that's from a geeky musical point of view. So thank you, Passage del Terror, for inviting us into your attraction to have a look around. I really enjoyed it. Guys, if you are ever here in Blackpool, people diss Blackpool, but I love it.
It's alright.
You've got the Pleasure Beach for some rides. You've got Passage del Terror. You've obviously got other attractions as well, all along the Golden Mile.
You know, we've had a super fun day. You know, if you're looking for things scary, you've got the Ghost Train in Pleasure Beach. We did a Horror Crypt, which is the first time I've seen it open. That was only £3 in. And that was quite fun, seeing lots of props from horror films. You've got Passage, which is £8 per person entry. You've got some kind of torture chamber that isn't a scare attraction, but it is down on Blackpool Tower.
They don't like us.
There's lots and lots to do if you're in Blackpool and looking for some scares.
Yeah, and Passage del Terror should definitely be at the top of that list.
Yes.
Awesome, okay, I'm going to send it back to myself in the studio to wrap it up.
We'll see you in the studio.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
So there we go, guys. That brings us to the end of episode 65 of the Scare Track podcast from Passage del Terror in Blackpool, next to the Blackpool Pleasure Beach. Guys, we really did enjoy our run through there. It was a great little run through, some great actors in there, some great scenes. We really did enjoy it. So thanks again to the Passage management team for letting us come along and check it out. Guys, get your tickets for Passage del Terror. The good thing is that if you can't get there for Halloween, whenever you're up at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, or just in Blackpool in general, you don't need to be in the beach, just go over. It's only £8 per person, or £6 per person if it's booked one day or more in advance online. You can get them online at their website, passagedelterror.com. That's PASAJEDEL Terror. That's passagedelterror.com. Get your tickets there, £6 per person, booked one day or more in advance. Or if you just rock up on the door, it's only £8 each. So then, guys, that brings us to the end of episode 65 of the Scare Track podcast. Once again, social media, join us, guys, join us. Just search for Scare Track on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. If you want to contact us directly via email, it's scaretrack@gmail.com. Guys, interact with us. We're really enjoying it over the Halloween period, and it's been great to see some of you guys out and about as well. So, guys, that brings us to the end of episode 65. Thank you so much for listening, and we will leave you with our sponsor with the song Hope is Love. See you later, guys.
Something you can hear.